Topic 6.19, we're nearly there. Describe how an understanding of the contributory causes of hospital-acquired infections have led to codes of practice relating to antibiotic prescription and hospital practice related to infection prevention and control. So we looked at the many different ways in which infections can be transmitted, and some of the most important ones to look at in hospitals are things like direct contact between patient and medical professional, or between two patients, fomites, you know, surfaces, bedding, towels, walls, floors, utensils. Not so common for there to be inoculation anymore. We're pretty good now, but we used not to be. We've only really had a good idea about the idea of aseptic or antiseptic techniques in the past 150 years. And the first major antiseptic product was coal tar or carbolic soap, which contained the antiseptic chemical phenol. We wouldn't dream of using phenol now. It's pretty nasty. I think it's carcinogenic. It was popularised by Joseph Lister, though, and it really did the job. It was very good for wiping down operating theatres and tables and other instruments. And coal tar soap has been, you know, very popular. I think you can still buy it. Getting rid of microbes on surfaces and our hands. Much infection arose from the fact that doctors came straight in off the street, didn't wash their hands when they got there, and didn't wash their hands between patients. You could get an entire ward infected with fever as a result of doctors not washing their hands as they went around. So we had this idea of aseptic and antiseptic techniques. Okay, sepsis is a whole body infection or inflammation, so it's anything to do with infection. Asepsis is the absence of infectious organisms. So when you're doing your microbiology practicals, you're trying to make sure there aren't any other organisms that could get into the experiment. That's why it's aseptic. Antisepsis, on the other hand, is the active destruction of the infectious organism in the environment. So using soap and hot water, using phenol to wash things down, using other products that are antiseptics. So we use antiseptic products now an awful lot in hospitals. We've also got a practice of ensuring that their doctors and nurses wash their hands in between each patient. You've seen in the past few years antibacterial sprays, alcohol washes and so on appearing, so that visitors as well don't wash, you know, bring stuff into the environment. They wash their hands before coming and talking to patients at all. As well as the idea of antiseptic technique, proper hand washing, destruction of infectious organisms in the environment, keeping things clean and hygienic and free of infectious microorganisms. We've also got how we prescribe antibiotics to people. People have to finish their course of antibiotic. When we looked at evolutionary races and the evolution of resistant strains of bacteria, it's important to kill off as many bacteria as possible using these antibiotics, so you do not leave the most resistant forms around. You do not have an increased resistance on average of the population of bacteria. You also rotate around your antibiotics, so that the bacteria do not become resistant to one form or another. So you may use different antibiotics for different patients on the same ward and rotate them round. Okay? This sort of technique can help to provide different selective pressures, and as a result, you're more likely to kill off the majority of the bacteria causing an infection.